belong. A nocturnal vacation, unnecessary sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong.
To my breakdown.
Putting the asthmatic in charismatic, you're listening to Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show.
Well, folks, Alice Cooper, probably one of my more favorite interviews over the years. Had a great time with him up in Barrie, Ontario as well, and his wife Cheryl. Great family dynamics in that family. Their daughter was part of the ghoulish stage show as well. So there's a family ministry. Listen, we've got a very special guest in our studio. This gentleman is the brother of a lady who called in earlier, and that's all the introduction really that we need. Mr. Bennett has spent the better part of his half century wandering and performing, never a fan of change for the sake of it. He continues to do what he's always done. Here's a quote: "I write things, then I sing it or say it. That's all I do." Thank you, Forrest. Through a glimpse. Make that. Though a glimpse through his travels and tales reveals living in more than a few countries and working more than 57 jobs at last count. Dude, have you really come close to that, Mike? Have you really worked 57 more than that?
Well, I've left. It's up to 58 now. And left them.
Really?
Well, in between, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a successful artist.
No. Really. Well, you're Canadian, so.
Yeah.
18 years in the UK.
Yeah.
And you were in Wales?
I lived in Wales. I lived in Bristol, in Brighton. I moved around. Yeah.
Do you remember how did I find you? Was it through that producer guy?
Yeah, that producer guy.
Can we say his name? Sure, I don't care.
Yeah, Doug Romano.
Right.
An old friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you guys were talking about. Do you know any guys who live in the alley who sing songs or something like that? I don't know.
I don't know how it came up, but I'm glad you're here.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
You're here.
So am I.
You are one of these people. We just got finished talking to a bunch of pagans, or a couple of pagans, a druid and a witch, and we found out through the course of discussions with these people that they're not real good on getting labeled.
Right.
You try to say, what are you or who are you, and you walk away with a headache.
Yeah.
You're the same kind.
Yeah.
Like, trying to pigeonhole you is like... What are we going to throw into this one?
Trying to sell cheese in China or something?
Really?
Hot dog at a bar mitzvah?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Something like that. I would like our listeners to hear one of your songs right off the bat, because
Great. We
don't really care about you until we care about your music.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's possible neither may be true. But anyway, this is a station on the edge. I listened in the car on the way up. Jesus Weenie and all this.
You like that?
So spin it, yeah.
All right.
See what
What's the song called? Set it up, man.
I think this one's called Alcatraz, being a title track from my new release called The Word Man of Alcatraz, because I am the Word Man of Alcatraz, to answer your previous question. That's what I am.
Beautiful.
Pigeonhole.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
To spend your life waiting to be understood, it will be wasted. The fruit is the last thing on a tree's mind, so don't mistake change for growth or growth for maturity. Character. Alcatraz. Don't be afraid to avoid the gratifying but usually distracting allure of association. Solitaire. interrupt this equation. It's God's crucible. Walk away from what you are not. Alcatraz. Much association is shallow gratification, born of the trickery of insecurity. Detours of discontent. The empty, nervous chuckling of the unaddressed soul. Don't have too many friends. There's only one temple, but there are many, many pillars. You better know your job. And after a lifetime, learning how to convert light into energy. Leaves don't fall, they jump. Death gives life. Things don't happen to you. Things happen for you. Stop calling God the devil.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and of course live right here on Joy 1250. I'm turning myself on.
This is the FM sex voice, is it?
That's it. Buddy, that is, okay, so good luck getting that into a particular rack on the shelf at Sam's for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
First, Sam's isn't there. And second of all, see, when you're so creative, you screw yourself out of a job.
Really? I wish you'd have told me that about 35 years ago. Hence the 58 job.
Seriously?
I'm done asking questions about it, really. I just do it. It's got to be done. So it's not going to leave you alone, is it?
If you just heard what you just heard, then you might have heard euphemism is just another word for another word. Poetry is about not using words. Again, look for a job in the rain. No one else will. Don't argue with yourself. You'll have better luck with others. Do you, like...
It cost me a lot to come up with that stuff. Don't laugh. That's a gift I brought you, that one. It's a little book.
Can I keep this?
You can have that one, yeah.
Infidelity, the unwanted tattoo.
There's a band in Belgium that called themselves that as well, The Unwanted Tattoo, after I gave them one of them books.
The best way to lose inspiration is to wait for it.
Wow. I want a copy.
Okay, so you can't... No, he's not getting... Tim, you're not getting these, because you will turn these into T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
we go into business.
He already does this whole T-shirt
okay,
thing.
Okay, now we're going to make some money. There you go.
The first T-shirt I ever saw Tim the Tool have that I actually appreciated was the Christian Rite. Is neither.
Yeah. There you go. I had a neither one. Nuclear war is neither.
There you go.
Oh,
hey? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not as good as yours. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
What's your story, man?
Well, I've known since I was 5 or 6 what I'm here for, and I've been flapping about ever since trying to do it.
See, first of all, we're going down the serious road here for a second here, okay?
Yeah, let's not go too far.
No,
because I heard the earlier show.
But really, are you jesting? Surely you must be joking.
No,
I'm not joking. And stop calling me Shirley.
I'm obsessed with words. I'm a musician. I'm a songwriter. But from an early age, I was obsessed with words, and that's all that fills my eyes and my head. And I remember people saying you got away with words, and I guess I'm still getting away with them.
Nice.
In one way or another.
Cohen-ish. Except you're not as depressing.
No, thankfully. No, no. Although I don't find it depressing.
You don't find Cohen depressing?
No, it's poetry. It's poetry.
Some people would say that is depressing. Poetry.
But it's all poetry, isn't it? Everything's poetry.
Okay, you're messing with
my head,
here
we go. Everything is art. Everything's poetry.
That case, maybe we should open it now, down there on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
Okay, God stuff. First of all, let's talk about your sister.
Okay.
This is a horrible segue. I jump backwards for a second. No, let's talk about your shirt.
Okay. Hang on. Sorry, Deb. Batman in.
Deb out. We ungraciously hung up on your sister because she said something very inappropriate on radio.
Yeah,
well, you know, it's Canada.
Mm.
You don't want the hate crimes tribunal after you.
No, but they don't want to deal with my sister, Deb, either.
No. But she has her toilet paper go under.
Yeah.
It rolls out from behind and then comes out under.
Mm.
And then when you go to tear it,
yeah,
the stinking thing keeps rolling.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I need to bring that up with her at the next family.
Are you over or under?
I'm over.
You're over.
Yeah, I'm over.
Scrunch or fold?
Well, a little bit of both, but fold, the three-quarter model first, and double, always double.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Breakthrough is a horrible thing.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
No.
Especially
that's,
right after a manicure.
That is not all. Although, yeah, well, you need a manicure. You got to keep them tidy because God knows what can happen. Marcel Duchamp might have said that. Could that not also be art, but I'm not sure.
What influences you? And I don't mean substances.
Everything. At this point, everything. My eyes are connected to the dictionary, it would seem. Mostly it has been visual artists. Grew up listening to the Wordsmiths. My dad, hugest music fan in the world. Turned me on to Dylan and all of that. Of course, when I was growing up, we had everybody under the sun. You would hear Aretha, then you would hear Black Sabbath, then Zeppelin, then Michael Jackson, and then boom, boom, boom.
Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk, the Cardigans, Beige, Pink. Yeah. So it was always came back to the wordsmiths, usually male, who were saying something, I guess, I was attracted to. Yeah.
Fred Penner is one of those.
Fred Penner is one of those. And well, I never got Raffy. I got Fred.
I didn't get Raffy either.
No. I don't want to get Raffy. I'm glad he's not contagious.
Isn't there an ointment for that?
Okay.
All right.
Bruce Coburn was there.
Can we get you to perform something?
Of course.
Are you prepared to perform?
Fire juggling? Yeah.
Fire juggling.
That's great
for radio.
I did bring an instrument. Are you ready?
My son has one of those.
I just
brought one back from California.
That's
a Hawaiian-based.
$99, and it's the best thing ever. It's a small ukulele, which is a six-string ukulele.
Right. You're not going to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, are you?
No.
You need more weight to sing that.
I do, like about four of me.
Yeah.
Well, of course, today it could be called the Spookalele.
It could.
Oh, sorry.
Nice.
Hey?
Nice. T-shirt.
The Spookalele. So, okay, here we go. If you go to planetbennett.com, pardon?
I'm sorry?
Planetbennett.com.
Right.
It was, yeah. You'll hear the song previously played, the album there, the downloads. It's a cornucopia of things you can buy to give me money and give yourself edification beyond all measure. And this is one song
out. Did Benny Hinn just drop into the
studio?
Stop me anytime.
Anyway, I should have just said this is called Imitation Always Fails.
Beautiful.
Listen to yourself. Imitation always fails. Don't listen to yourself. Character prevails. If you must pretend, then I must beware. For not all the friends who would speak to you fair. I'm a night creature. I got all the right features. And I don't need a teacher, cause I got an inner preacher. There's plenty of time, but you don't want to unwind. You're afraid what you'll find swimming round in your mind. On closer inspection, you can see it's a lie. Cause you want the resurrection, but you don't want to die. Imitation always fails. Takes a long time to fully realize when they're messing with your mind and when they're telling you lies. It's identification by association for the procreation of alienation. They make it sound good or they make it sound right. But they don't have to live the rest of your sweet little life. I don't need to feel sexy cause my mind, it protects me so the culture can't vex me. Pretend that it accepts me cause I got the power and it's the power to choose. and so I put it to use to avoid the abuse. Imitation always fails. Everybody's moping cause society's groping, but there's no sense in hoping if your eyes aren't open. They called me a dreamer when I was in school, and now my dreams are still alive. I ain't nobody's fool. I was the only one in my class, and they said that I would not pass, but I wasn't there to learn fast, cause I'm here to last. I got high expectations for all situations, and it gives me frustrations, but it has its occasions. When I'm alone, I don't need to speak. I'm close to the bone. I know just what I mean. Imitation always fails. Everybody hears voices, and we all make choices. But the world rejoices when the heart makes noises. It's the same in every land. So learn this if you can. It's always a simple man who is the hardest one to understand. It only hurts when I laugh, and they laugh when I hurt. But you won't find my path printed on a t-shirt. So here's an advertisement calling all wise men. Open up your eyes, man, you're being sterilized. You was made in the image, but the job ain't finished. It don't matter what your sin is when your love is diminished. I don't need to progress. I don't need to achieve. I don't want my success to be some kind of normality. Cause I'm persuaded, not faded. Can't be infiltrated, sedated, mutated by the sophisticated. Cause I know what I like, and I like what I know. And there's no good music on the radio. Imitation always fails.
Yes, live in studio, Mr. Bennett on the Drew Marshall Show. I don't need to go to a Dylan concert now. I don't need to listen to any more Cohen.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper. You know, geez, I'm a little stuck for how to progress with an interview with you for a couple of reasons. One is...
You want me to leave?
No. One is because it's... Well, okay, this is it. There's a dichotomy thing happening here. There's such humor, and yet there's such depth. And that's a split personality thing for me. It's both who I am, but at the same time... In relating to someone like you in an interview, you know, there's yuck, and then there's I'm about to cry,
yeah.
And that's just an uncomfortable place for me to be in, at least on air, anyway.
Yeah.
So let's pull apart the dichotomy of who you are and what you do.
I have no idea. I said earlier I stopped asking questions. I don't think there's time. I wish I don't regret a minute, but I wish someone would have told me 30, 40 years ago, don't ask questions, just do it. Don't think about it, just do it. Blah, blah, blah. All this stuff you got to go through, you know, to get to that point. I don't know what point it is, and I have absolutely no idea, and I really don't need to know. I'm not being funny, but I honestly don't know. There is a dichotomy, at least. There's a tri, there's a quad, there's a quintotomy, multiple whatever. And I'm not sure about any of them, and whether or not it needs to amount to any measurement financially, economically, spiritually, or what. It's just the flower in the woods that does its job in the universe regardless of being seen.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I am now. Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I think I stopped asking questions.
Really? We're back to that again?
Yeah, well, I hate to labor the point. I'm happy also because I'm back in my homeland with my family after many years away.
Did your family get you? My family didn't get me for a lot of years. I was adopted. I was the weird one in the family. Everyone else conformed, and I was an autodidactic iconoclast.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Did your family get you?
I can relate to that. I was always the black sheep. My mother, who, bless her, is in the hospital. Hello, Mum. She broke her hip the other day.
Oh, jeez.
Chasing me again.
You know? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably slipped in your CD.
Mother, yeah. Well, I gotta have some defense, haven't I? She's too good for me. But anyway, Mum's Maltese. Dad's Scottish, so that explains a good even all-around temperament and composure.
Yeah.
And my sister Deb, she's 3 years older than me. And there's 83, 11, 4 cousins and things like that. And I'm the only one who's, you know, gone off and wandered and not done the career thing. And I've had jobs, I've had lots of money, I've not had them, blah, blah, blah. So I guess I'm the black sheep, like yourself.
Darkest point in your life?
Oh, well, wanting to die.
Yeah. Regularly?
No.
Once?
No.
Okay.
Holy mackerel. This is going out? Jeepers, I'm getting the therapy I always wanted.
No, because if you are the processor that you claim to be and that we hear you are, then you've swum in the dark.
There's a price to pay.
And there's a price to pay, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wine doesn't become ready for consumption until it sits for a long time in the dark.
Yeah. Unless Jesus comes along and does a little hocus pocus.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jesus stuff and the God stuff, where what kind of journey have you? Because if you've been thunking,
yeah,
you must have thunk about this stuff.
I thunk. I had many days in that field I now call without bitterness or accusation. I like to call it churchianity because I think there's a separation there sometimes. There's a lot of separation there. I was brought up Catholic. Didn't know what or who I believed until I decided for myself, as with all things, all people. And then I went through the churchianity thing and discovered a whole lot more questions and disasters than I thought I was going to in sharing the common faith with people. Hmm. And after 10 or so years of that, I came out going, you know what? There is a loving creator. The rest is open for debate. Not interested.
Interesting. I asked this of a previous guest today, and I'll ask the same question. How do you not slip down the slope towards nihilism? Towards whatever?
Well, because you've had an encounter. I've had an encounter with my God.
Really?
Clearly. So,
what do you mean clearly?
Well, it's obvious. Look at me. There is a merciful God.
Are you saying I should be dead?
Yeah. I don't know. I should be what? What do I?
So you're hold on. You've had an encounter with God?
Well, it's like when you go to the art gallery and you see, remember this big brouhaha about the 60-foot three stripes in the gallery, the National, three red stripes. You know, some people went, oh, my God, this is crap, blah, blah, blah. Is it art? Blah, blah, blah. And then one out of however many say, I had an encounter. It's art. Doesn't matter. It's
right.
Not open for a debate. So at a certain point, you know, you encounter whatever truth you ascribe to, and it's undeniable.
Have you encountered evil?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, and it's mostly within, I would expect, yeah.
Does she have a name?
There were several. I'm thinking of getting a tattoo that says her. So I don't have to commit anymore.
Oh, man.
She.
That one. It. Can you do another song?
Yeah, of course.
Because I need to process what you've just said and...
All right.
Normally,
getting straight to the bone.
I'll listen, but I don't normally digest until afterwards. But you don't allow people to do that. That's just your shtick. You know, you don't allow people to process afterwards. It happens, but you make them process now.
Yeah,
you jerk.
I'm not sure. Yeah, thanks. I think is that. I'm really not sure. It's just got to be done. It's got to come out, or you go insane. So
all right, what are we doing?
You want a long one or a short one?
Yes.
Okay. There's my Uncle Tony, was my mother's brother on the Maltese side. He was the elder Don of the family. He worked in a parking lot in Toronto between two buildings that grew up around him. 34 years. He used to wear kids' plastic glasses, whatever clothing he could find. You give him something, a present, birthday, Christmas, he'd say, "Nah, nah, you keep that." And so anyway, this is called Nobody. You used to take your clothes off, dance around and play Al Green. Criticize the rest of us, laugh at the machine. The envy of the angels as they gambled for your schemes. Every mother's nightmare and every lover's dream. Nobody's looking, just go back to being bored. It's the part of you that's guaranteed to never become famous. Just like Uncle Tony in that parking lot downtown. He shuffled cars for 30 years and then just walked away. Don't worry, I won't bore you with nostalgic inquisition. I just wondered if you're going soft was a conscious decision. You don't have a revolution, but just a haircut and some change. After shooting all your guns, you still don't know you're out of range. You think that you're misunderstood, that's good, you should, you are. But it's better than believing that you're close when you are far. You think you have to play the game, that's good, you should, you do. But only if you want the world to live its life through you. Emancipation of the nation, 15 minutes and you're free. They can cure almost anything, and I hope it don't cure me. I'd rather be unreachable, unteachable, unpreachable, unbleachable. It's unbelievable what your eyes can't see. I suppose it's true what people say, except for when it's not. All the doctors of indulgence like to tell you what you need. Tell me what I think, tell me what I feel. Come on, tell me, tell me, tell me. Take my soul, I'll make a deal. Crack the bottle, baby, raise the potion, make a toast. You should learn to catch yourself, it's a better art than most. But it all looks good on paper, you're so happy and confused. You were made to choose, but not that much, and now you're just being used. Words cannot suffice, thoughts get in the way. I'm not supposed to repeat myself, but there's nothing else I can say. Everybody wants to walk away, they just don't got the style. It don't run in the family, it grows on poetries and smiles. Hey, Mr. Pockethead, you've been picked for sure. You can't read everything you believe, Cecil B. DeMure. Forget the classic references, forget the mule that talks. He spent 34 years in a parking lot, and baby, that don't come in a box. Don't hold your breath, don't hold your horses down and make your brown eyes blue. In the future, they'll be talking about simpler times, but they won't be talking about you. Where's the voice that called you? Way beyond belief. Well, you're rich, but you're not wealthy, and you're lying through your teeth. Every battle's for the mind, it keeps you on your toes. There's no reason, there's no rhyme, that's just the way it goes. Well, I guess you thought you'd save us as you stumbled toward the light. Ah, but all that happened was that you got too cool to be kind.
Live in the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Bennett in the house. I was watching these two guys watching you, And
I was trying to remember the words,
dude. That is the first question you must get a lot: is how do you do that? How do you remember those words? And I think back to, I mean, I wrote down some things. You know, I know the comparison stuff is horrible and it's sickening, but there are very few guys that are able to capture such ADD creatures as myself. David Wilcox, the American, not the Canadian.
Right.
Way he sets up a song in his preamble is just magical, and by the time he hits that song, you're already there on the canvas with him, right?
Wow. Yeah.
And then I was Tim. I don't know if this is the same thing with you, but did you flash back to any sort of Larry Norman kind of stuff?
Yeah,
right.
Tom Waits, Larry Norman, yeah. All those guys.
Yeah.
Jack Kerouac here.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Chilliwack. Well, wow, you sound like Chilliwack.
Jack that's Chilliwack. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Canadian guy, wasn't he? The boys in the bright. No, that wasn't him. Hang on a second.
Trooper.
Sorry.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, can we just move on? Yeah.
Sorry.
I would love, I don't know if you have any plans tomorrow, but if you don't have plans, please feel free to be my guest over at Hugh's Room. Ken Whiteley is performing, and he's got a great list of people with him, and I'd love to introduce you and Ken. And
magic.
Yeah. Do you know any of his stuff? Or,
yeah, I used to play all the folk clubs in Toronto with, there was Ken Whiteley and all those guys, Moe's, who else? There was Ron Sexsmith, and all of us hung out together, and they all went somewhere, and I went away, far away. So I remember them all, and I've tried. I can't buy a response from any of these places, and Hugh's Room is one of the ones. So yeah. I would love to be there.
Well, come with me, and and we'll introduce you to Richard as well, who runs the place, right?
Magic,
so
yeah.
Mr. Bennett.
Yeah.
But that's the response, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's the stinking problem.
Yeah.
Godsmacked.
Yeah, seriously, have you ever heard me this stunned?
No.
Anyway.
Even when I do stupid things.
Yeah, no, I just get angry with you, you meathead.
You were pretty quiet when I drove on the gardener here in Jesus Weenie. I thought that has stumped you.
Should we go out with Jesus Weenie again? If you missed any of today's show, go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. By the end of the week, when we get around to it, we'll have it loaded for your listening pleasure. You can pop it into your electronic device or listen to it at home or whatever you'd like. Thank you for tuning in. It was great to have all of you participating each and every week and following us on Facebook and creeping on us on Twitter and all the other things that are out there that disturbed me, to be honest, how much we know about each other. So do me a favor, folks, if you're new to this great country, get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
I'm sure you're aware Halloween is 3 weeks away, and there's a conservative Christian group that doesn't like it. In fact, they're suggesting an alternative to Halloween for kids this year called Jesusween. And this might be hard to believe, but it's even lamer than it sounds. It's the group is encouraging Christians to distribute Bibles on Halloween instead of candy. They better not be passing out the fun-sized Bibles, by the way. I want the full. You'll know which families are handing the Bibles out by the dozens and dozens of eggs making their house into a giant omelet. But, you know, you make fun of this sort of thing. And at first glance, Jesus Wayne doesn't sound like it'd be much fun for kids. But the organizers behind it released an online video today that I think addresses it pretty well.
This October 31st, join us for the nationwide festival of Jesusween, a celebration of Christian values. Instead of scary pagan costumes, children wear white to symbolize righteousness. Instead of candy and junk food, people give out free Bibles and Christian gifts. Jesusween is fun for everyone. Just ask Peter.
Jesusween is a lot more fun than Halloween. Yay!
Or Jesse.
Who needs candy when you can have a Bible?
Or Heather.
Kids who wear costumes are going to hell.
Celebrate Jesusween on October 31st.
I'm a Jesusweener.
I'm a Jesusweener.
I'm a Jesusweener.
Wieners!